University of Idaho cereals pathologist is concerned about Idaho stripe rust outlook. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. A U of I cereals pathologist is advising the state's grain farmers that conditions appear optimal for pressure from a fungal disease that can devastate crop yields known as stripe rust. Initial symptoms of stripe rust include small chlorotic lesions on leaves, followed by the emergence of light orange pustules from these lesions, each containing thousands of spores. Pustules develop parallel to leaf veins, forming stripes. Professor Juliet Marshall, Associate Director of the Idaho Agricultural Experiment Station, offered an outlook for stripe rust and other diseases affecting wheat and barley. Marshall explained prevailing winds can carry stripe rust spores originating in northern California into southern and eastern Idaho. Extremely wet recent weather in northern California portends trouble with late-season stripe rust infections for Idaho grain growers from the Magic Valley through north of Idaho Falls. Stripe rust resurfaced in wheat and barley fields throughout southern and eastern Idaho beginning in early June of last season. On high-elevation dryland farms, Marshall worries fall-planted wheat that's insulated throughout the winter by snow cover could carry stripe rust spores into the spring, causing much earlier and more serious infestations. I'm David Sparks, producing this report in association with the Ag Information Network.